Wisconsin, along with other states, has sued a federal agency before over pollution rules. The target this time is not the EPA, but the FDA. The attorney general wants to find out if a delayed federal decision on emergency contraception has adversely affected the health of women in Wisconsin. Peg Lautenschlager notes that the extra-strength birth control is used both by those who've had consensual sex and those who are raped.
Victims of crime are being denied a drug which might prevent them from getting pregnant. We are seeing that other women concerned about a possible pregnancy are prevented from getting this drug in an expedient kind of way. And we are seeing that taxpayers sometimes need to bear the burden for the cost that might be associated with the unwanted pregnancy.
The governor has not signed off on any possible lawsuit against the Food and Drug Administration over the emergency contraceptive known as Plan B. However, Governor Doyle's spokesperson, Melanie Fonder, says the Department of Health and Family Services will cooperate with the Justice Department in trying to determine if a court battle is warranted.
The governor has been very troubled by the FDA's delay in approving Plan B and thinks that the decisions of the FDA should be driven by science, not politics.
In her letter to the governor, Attorney General Lautenschlager cited a report by the Federal Government Accountability Office. The report says the FDA's procedure in regards to Plan B did not follow traditional practice. The FDA contends that further study is needed to see if the drug would be safe for younger women. A scientific advisory panel unanimously said it is safe for younger users and should be available without prescription. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.